Chapter 5. Torturing, down here. But look. Does Monsieur see the black stains on the wall? A glance, over his shoulder, at Goblin's keen eye, shows Monsieur and Wood without the aid of the directing key where they are. What are they? Blood. In October, 1791, when the revolution was at its height here, 60 persons. Men and women and priests, says Goblin, priests, were murdered, and hurled, the dying and the dead, into this dreadful pit, where a quantity of quicklime was tumbled down upon their bodies. Those ghastly tokens of the massacre were soon no more, but while one stone of the strong building in which the deed was done remains upon another, there they will lie in the memories of men, as plain to see as the splashing of their blood upon the wall is now. Was it a portion of the great scheme of retribution that the cruel deed should be committed in this place? That a part of the atrocities and monstrous institutions, which had been, for scores of years, at work to change men's nature, should in its last service tempt them with the ready means of gratifying their furious and beastly rage, should enable them to show themselves, in the height of their frenzy, no worse than a great solemn legal establishment, in the height of its power. No worse. Much better. They used the Tower of the Forgotten, in the name of liberty, their liberty, an earth-born creature, nursed in the black mud of the Bastille moats and dungeons, and necessarily betraying many evidences of its unwholesome bringing up, but the Inquisition used it in the name of heaven. Goblin's finger is lifted, and she steals out again, into the chapel of the Holy Office. She stops at a certain part of the flooring. Her great effect is at hand. She waits for the rest. She darts at the brave courier, who is explaining something, hits him a sounding rap on the hat with the largest key, and bids him be silent. She assembles us all, round a little trapdoor in the floor, as round a grave. Voila! She darts down at the ring, and flings the door open with a crash, in her goblin energy, though it is no lightweight. Voila les oubliettes! Voila les oubliettes! Subterranean. Frightful. Black. Terrible. Deadly. Les oubliettes de l'Inquisition. My blood ran cold, as I looked from Goblin, down into the vaults, where these forgotten creatures, with recollections of the world outside, of wives, friends, children, brothers, starved to death, and made the stones ring with their unavailing groans. But, the thrill I felt on seeing the accursed wall below, decayed and broken through, and the sun shining in through its gaping wounds, was like a sense of victory and triumph. I felt exalted with the proud delight of living in these degenerate times, to see it, as if I were the hero of some high achievement. The light in the doleful vaults was typical of the light that has streamed in, on all persecution in God's name, but which is not yet at its noon. It cannot look more lovely to a blind man newly restored to sight than to a traveler who sees it, calmly and majestically, treading down the darkness of that infernal well. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.